From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. By now, it's legend that in the early 60s, Texan Delbert McClinton taught John Lennon how to play harmonica. What you may not know is that Delbert has returned with a new album recorded with his old partner, Glenn Clark. Also on today's program, a few more Fun Fest previews. We'll hear live performances from Dessa and Lee Fields, who'll be there. And our own Lori Gallardo gives us her favorite Austin Music Experience when she tried to get an autograph from Johnny Rotten at Fun Fest.
Here comes the man in a golf cart at very high speed. We couldn't even keep our hands still to get ready to take pictures.
Tedeschi Trucks Band and Blitz and Trapper also stopped by Studio 1A. New music from Midlake, some Texas music history, the week's music news, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Fun Fest is the big ticket in town this week, and on today's program, we'll give you a small taste of what you can expect from the eclectic fest. Plus, we've got live performances from the Tedeschi Trucks Band and Blitz and Trapper coming up, but we like to begin each show with some new music. We'll start today with Texas blue-eyed soul legend Delbert McClinton, originally from Lubbock, but he made his mark coming out of Fort Worth. More than 50 years ago, Delbert played on Bruce Chanel's hit Hey Baby. John Lennon loved that song and asked Delbert for some harmonica lessons. Delbert complied. Delbert has teamed back up with his old partner Glenn Clark for a brand new record called Blind, Crippled, and Crazy on the Austin Music Experience.
Come on in now.
That was Delbert McClinton and Glenn Clark. Their first album together in more than 40 years is called Blind, Crippled, and Crazy, and from it, Somebody to Love You. Delbert and Glenn had some hits back in the 70s. In fact, the Blues Brothers covered their B-movie Boxcar Blues. We move from Delbert and Glenn, with roots in Lubbock and Fort Worth, to Midlake, who are from Denton, Texas, former students of the UNT Jazz program. Right in the middle of making this record, Antiphon, their lead singer and frontman left, and guitarist Eric Pulido takes over on lead vocals. This is the fourth album from Midlake, and this is a recent KUTX Song of the Day. You'll find it at kutx.org, Provider.
Road for you to understand. didn't set out on this road to be in this position. I don't know if I can be forgiven. I don't know if I can be forgiven. I can't help you anymore to find what you've been looking for. I hope someday you'll understand. 'Cause you got a long way to fall, but in the end you'll be better off. I hope someday you'll understand.
That was the Rocket Boys on the Austin Music Experience. Originally from Abilene, they've been living in Austin for 4 years. They debuted that song, Forgiven, live in our Studio 1A. And if the Rocket Boys sound familiar, maybe you saw them at KUTX's Umami Mia concert series. Abilene's Rocket Boys preceded by, from Denton, Texas, Midlake, who take various strands of 70s music and weave them into their sound, but they always sound different, as they do on this, their new album, Antiphon, which is their fourth, and Provider, a recent KUTX Song of the Day. Find it and download it at kutx.org. Coming up, a quick Fun Fest primer, including how to grab Johnny Rotten's attention. Plus, Mike Doty of Soul Coughing, Cults, the week's music news, and some Texas music history as the Austin Music Experience continues. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll visit a club that played a key role in desegregating the Texas music scene. On November 3, 1944, jazz trumpeter Don Albert opened the Keyhole Club in San Antonio. Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, and other musical icons played there, along with Texas artists T-Bone Walker and a young Doug Somm. The club also showcased such local performers as Iron Jaws, a man who lifted tables with his teeth, and Peg Leg Bates, who tap danced on a wooden leg. The Keyhole Club drew criticism from some because it welcomed a mixed-race audience of whites, blacks, and Hispanics who came to hear blues, R&B, and jazz. City officials tried to shut down the Keyhole Club because it violated local segregationist laws. However, Don Albert took his case to the Texas Supreme Court and won. The Keyhole Club continued to feature artists and audiences from all ethnic and racial backgrounds, thereby helping integrate the Texas music scene and setting the stage for the emergence of such innovative and eclectic bands as the Texas Tornadoes. This Week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Janis Joplin finally has her own star. 43 years after her death, Joplin was honored this week with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The ceremony featured a speech from industry mogul Clive Davis and an acoustic performance of Me and Bobby McGee by the song's author, Kris Kristofferson. The plaque comes at a time when Joplin's legacy is enjoying a resurgence thanks in part to the recent Broadway show, A Night with Janis. While many will enjoy her star for years to come, for Kristofferson, who shared a brief but close relationship with Joplin, her memory goes well beyond the honor, telling Rolling Stone, "She means so much more to me than a star on a sidewalk."
Take it out on you, poof, then I'm going boosh.
If you're a hip-hop fan, you may have already grabbed a copy of Eminem's new record, the Marshall Mathers LP 2. And singing on the opening track? Denton, Texas's own Sarah Jaffe. Jaffe and Grammy Award-winning Dallas producer S1 make up a team called The Dividends. They, along with producer M Phases, are responsible for crafting the hook and beat for Eminem's Bad Guy. The Dividends have a YouTube video up explaining how they made the track, and the song is available for purchase and for streaming. Joe Ely, Flatlander and Lubbock rocker, and known to many as the Springsteen of the Southwest. Many, however, may not know that he also moonlights as a visual artist. We caught up with Ely on his way to a show in Abilene, who says he's been drawing ever since he began life on the road at the age of 16.
So it was just kind of part of traveling for me to keep a record of where I'd been, and then that turned into drawings of places that I ran into, and I've just kind of carried that on all my life.
Ely adds that many of his works inspired songs he wrote. Now a collection of Ely and his daughter Marie's work is on display in Austin in a show titled Lost Bound Memory. Ely explains the title.
In this show, I kind of went back to the early things that I was doing when I was Marie's age. You can see some similarities between her kind of love of traveling and mine, in that we both made a record of everywhere we went.
And in putting the show together, he and his daughter discovered even more similarities through their work.
Like there was one drawing I did in New York City. It was just simply a watercolor painting of a number two pencil on a sheet of music paper. And I had that buried down, way down in some suitcase and hadn't even looked at it in years. And Marie, when she was in art school in San Francisco, actually did a 3D piece with a number two pencil almost exactly laid out the way that mine was. So there were little accidents like that happened, kind of added to the show.
Lost Bound Memory will be on display at the Den on 3rd Street until January 5th. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
Tonight, put it all on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. Return to buy the land Pancho Villa stole from father long ago.
I'm Jody Denberg. Dessa and Lee Fields and the Expressions are in the spotlight this week as Fun 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 Fest rolls into town. But first, a couple of live performances from Studio 1A. Earlier this year, we had the pleasure of having Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks in our Studio 1A. Their group, the Tedeschi Trucks Band, is a huge band, but they stripped it down for this performance. You may know Derek from his work with the Allman Brothers Band. And the Tedeschi Trucks Band got a Grammy for their debut. This is from their second album, Made Up Mind, and it's called The Storm on the Austin Music Experience.
Like a lonely shine, there ain't no tie like love feels good when I move real slow. There ain't no pain like a wounded soul. There ain't no love like a love that shine. There ain't no tie like a tie that bind. There ain't no way like a way to bind. There ain't no love like a love that shine. Come on. Love like a love that shine. There ain't no tie like a tie that bind. There ain't no way like a way to bind. There ain't no love like a love that shine. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp. There ain't no tie like a tie that bind. There ain't no way like a way to bind. There ain't no love like a love that shine. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry. Oh, shine on, baby, don't let your lamp run dry.
That was Blitzen Trapper with Shine On. The studio incarnation of that song is on their recent album 7. That was a live take from Studio 1A. I'd say it sounds like a modern take on Southern Rock, but Blitzen Trapper's from Portland. And the Tedeschi Trucks Band, that's Susan Tedeschi on vocals, Derek Trucks on lead guitar. The Storm is on their new album Made Up Mind. That's a stripped-down version recorded live in Studio 1A. So if you've got that Southern Rock sound ringing in your ears, get rid of it. We're going to New York for a couple of Big Apple artists. Up first, the duo known as Cults, Brian Oblivion, yes, that's his given name, and Madeline Fallon. These guys met when they were in film school. They used to be a romantic couple, not anymore, but they've got a new album called Static, and they were recently in Studio 1A to perform High Road.
Thank you. Lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. Beat it lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. That Cuban girl brought me low. She had that skin so fine, her red lips rose like now. Her mouth was white and sweet as well. And now relentless hours of dreaming up her smell. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And I feel as if I'm looking at the world from the bottom of a well. Lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. Beat it lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. Oh, all the days that I have run, I sought to lose that clown that's blacking out the sun. My train will come, some one day soon. Then when it comes, I'll ride bound from night to noon. I feel as if I'm looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And aimless days, uncool ways of deep affecting. Painless face, blacks out thoughts you'd be rejecting. Lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. Beat it lonely, and the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. And the only way to beat it is to bat it down. But let's get down to business now. I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well. And I feel as if I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well, and I feel dead. I am looking at the world from the bottom of a well.
That was the Big Apple's Mike Doty on the Austin Music Experience. The former frontman of Soul Coughing has been a solo artist for about a dozen years, and the track was Looking at the World from the Bottom of a Well. That was on his 2006 album Haughty Melodic, and that song was a big hit on a bunch of TV shows. Mike Doty broke up Soul Coughing in 2000. He had a serious drug problem. In fact, he chronicled it all in a memoir that came out last year called The Book of Drugs. Also from New York, the duo known as Cults did High Road. We just recorded that in Studio 1A last week. And yes, Cults is a duo, but they brought a full band for that performance. You may have first heard of them on their Bandcamp page. That was their initial exposure for a lot of folks. But these days, Cults is on a major label. Coming up, we take a quick glance at Fun 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 Fest with live performances from Dessa and Lee Fields and the Expressions. Plus, Johnny Rotten being, well, rotten. Stick around. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Last week on the program, we dove deep into Fun 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 Fest. We had tons of live performances. If you missed the show, no problem. Just head to KUTX.org and look for the Austin Music Experience section. All our past shows are available to stream online. We do want to offer up a few more Fun Fest artists this week. First up, from the Twin Cities, here's Dessa. Yes, she's part of the Doomtree hip-hop collective from Minneapolis, but she's a major recording artist in her own right and a former philosophy major. This is Dessa on vocals, another vocalist, and a turntable with the Chaconne.
Now the bow breaks, now the bow breaks, now the bow breaks, now the bow, now the bow breaks. The books I read said you were a fragile kid, just as I'd imagined it. Your story goes, another nosebleed, roses on the pillowcase, the fever breaks and you're back on earth again. You rehearse in the living room, nursemaid comes mid-afternoon to say you've practiced long enough today. She takes your bow, it's supper time, but all your only appetite was fixed on the chaconne you'd host today. The academy, the honors and the accolades. First a darling, then a marvel. When we met, I was still a young girl. You had changed, already famous. Your name was a contagion. You were.
Dessa, recorded live in Studio 1A in 2010 with the chaconne. Chaconne is a classical music term. Yeah, we had to look that up too. Each week on this program, the Austin Music Experience, we ask someone to give us their favorite, yes, Austin music experience. If you've got one to share, we'd love to include you on this program, maybe even next week. Call us on our hotline, 1-800-535-5533, 1-800-535-5533. And this week, we've got another Fun Fest-related Austin music experience.
Hi, this is Lori Gallardo. I'm a show host and a producer at KUTX, and this is my Austin music experience. I've been a fan of John Lydon, or Johnny Rotten, as many people know him, for many, many years, and I really think that started to happen at quite a pivotal time in my life when there were a lot of changes going on and where I was seriously considering making music my career instead of a 9-to-5 job. It was a big deal. You can imagine how I was feeling when I heard the news that Public Image Limited was going to play Fun Fest. And when the day finally arrived, I believe it was on the Saturday it was happening, there was a chance to get in line and get a PIL CD autographed. And a very good friend of mine asked to join me, and she said, look, we'll do this together. And we were both literally shaking. And so here comes the man. He arrives at the little Waterloo sign-up area in a golf cart at very high speed. I get up there and I go, hello, sir. And he says, hello. And I told him, will you please sign the CD? Yes, of course. And he scribbles his signature, and I noticed, in passing, just very briefly, I knew I wasn't seeing things, he drew on my CD a big pair of breasts. Could be right, I could be back, I could be white, I could be right, I could be wrong. And I looked at him, didn't even blink when I said this. I said, hey, that's a great pair of boobs you drew there. And he said, those aren't boobs, missus. That just means that you're a pervert. And I said, yes, sir, I am very proud of that side of myself. Thank you very much. And he seemed pleased. That was when Jennifer took our picture. Yeah, that was the brief but great moment that I had with Johnny Rotten.
I loved that Austin music experience this week, and if you were envisioning Lori Gallardo and Johnny Rotten in your mind, you can actually see them together. We have a photograph posted at KUTX's Facebook page, and we do want your Austin music experience. Let us know on our hotline, 1-800-535-5533. Got one more for you from Fun 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 Fest, Lee Fields and the Expressions with Who Do You Love? Fields and the Expressions on the Austin Music Experience. That song originally on Lee's 2012 album Faithful Man, but we had a live Studio 1A version of Who Do You Love? There's a lot more Fun 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 Fest 2013 coverage online at KUTX.org, on our Facebook page, and on Twitter, we're at KUTX Austin. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.
I'm